In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. It was confusing and overwhelming to us as it all happened. But after time, we were able to get perspective and look back on things. And by looking back at it, it started to make sense. When we had heard the voice of the Creator Himself on Mount Sinai, we had been terrified. So terrified that we told Moses, begged him, to never let us hear the voice of God again. We just wanted Moses instead. And looking back on it, I think we got exactly what we asked for. After that episode, Moses had disappeared. He went up on the top of Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights. And towards the end of that time, we started to panic. The God we had encountered on Mount Sinai was a God that we could only hear, but we could not see. And we did not want that kind of God. A God that could order us around, but a God that we couldn't pin down with our sight. And Moses had been a decent enough replacement. We could see Moses. We could control him. We could manipulate him. Now he was gone. We needed something to control, something to comfort us, something to make us feel safe. The wilderness was too wild. And so we went to Moses' brother Aaron and we begged him, please, make us gods to lead us. This Moses, who we thought we could lean on, who we thought we were going to listen to now, he's gone. 40 days, 40 nights, who could survive on that mountaintop alone for 40 days and 40 nights? Aaron, give us something. We begged Aaron, but we didn't really need to force him. He was eagerly on board as well. He was feeling the same things. Things were just too out of control. So Aaron gathered all the people and said, give me your gold, give me your silver, give me all your precious metals. We're going to melt them down. We are going to make a god like the gods we worshipped in Egypt. A safe god. A god we can see, but God who won't say anything. A God just the way we like him. Silent and controllable. A God that just sits there in the corner and does what we want. And so we made this God. And it was like going back to an old habit. It felt so good to worship gods like we had worshipped in Egypt. The comfort of being in control, back to the status quo of how things had been. And we were able to let loose and party once again. And then Moses showed up. We never expected to see him again. And it didn't look like he had eaten very much while he had been out on the mountain, but he wasn't lacking energy. Never in the rest of my life had I seen Moses so furious. But it was interesting. What he had in his hands were two stone tablets. And we got to look at them a little bit after they were in shambles, after they were shattered. And we had never seen anything like the writing that were on these two tablets. But Moses, carrying these two tablets that we later suspected were written by God's finger itself, we had never seen anything like it. Moses came down the mountain and saw us worshiping a God that could be seen but not heard, and he lost it. He threw those stone tablets to the ground and shattered them. And he started yelling and barking orders, furiously running around the camp. He melted that calf down and then disintegrated it into powder and then put it in our water and forced us to drink it. And then what happened next is when we really knew that Moses had completely lost it. He gathered together some men from the tribe of Levi, and he told them to grab their swords. And we had all heard God's voice earlier on Mount Sinai tell us, "Do not kill." And then we all heard Moses' voice, clear as day, say, "Go forth and kill. Show these people what it means to disobey me." And Moses' men followed the order of kill. And they slaughtered 3,000 men in our camp. Moses had completely lost it. The Lord then met with Moses. And he told Moses, "I can no longer go with you. I can no longer go the direction that you are going. You're going to have to go alone." Moses then set up a tent. And things really changed from that day on. Moses started to tell us that the God that he had met on the wild mountaintop, that God was now dwelling in a tent. Looking back on it, it doesn't really make any sense. But he started to insist that God was meeting him in this tent. And so Moses then went into this tent, and he disappeared for a while in the tent, and he came back out. And he told us, much to our disbelief, he said, "I spoke with God. I've changed his mind. He's cool with us. He's gonna go with us. He won't leave us. I've changed his mind. And this God, he's going to go with us in this tent. No more is he going to be on mountaintops. He'll be with us in this tent. And in this tent, he'll tell us everything that we need to know. The tent, it's safer. It's easier to take than the mountaintop. This is where we'll find God." It's what we wanted, so we bought in without thinking. But Moses went one more time up the top of Mount Sinai. And he came back again with stone tablets. But we all saw the difference. Those first stone tablets, written in a way that no one had ever seen. The second set, Moses tried to tell us it was God's finger, but we all laughed behind his back. We could tell he had written these stone tablets. Hindsight, they say, is 20/20. When we were going forward through it all, it was confusing. It was overwhelming. We weren't sure what to make of anything. But now, after decades to reflect on it, looking back on it, with the space of time, distance, it started to come clear. What all happened at the bottom of Mount Sinai changed everything. Looking back on it, it's clear now that that was the moment that we left God. And that because we left him, he told us he could not go with us. We had exchanged the voice of this living God that we met on the mountaintop at Sinai. We left that behind. And instead, we took the gods of Moses, the golden calves, the tents, the temples we would later build in our history. We couldn't handle the God we couldn't see, the God that you could only hear. And we replaced it with many gods. Gods that were comfortable, gods we could touch in tents, gods in human form, gods in statue form. The God of the mountaintop was just too wild for us. The God of the tent was so much safer. But it ruined us. But that's a story for another time. But hindsight showed us that that day we had walked away from God and He had refused to go with us. I encourage you to learn from the lessons of the past. Don't just plow forward blindly. It's confusing. Take the time to look back on things. Learn from the mistakes of your ancestors. Remember the stories. Never forget the stories. They give you more perspective than just looking forward blindly. So much can be learned when you pause to look back. Yes, live in the present. But remember the past. Hindsight is 20/20. We had convinced ourselves that God had gone with us, but looking back, it was clear He hadn't. We had lied to ourselves because it's what we wanted to hear. Is it possible that you could be lying to yourselves as well? If you're not looking back to learn from the past, you will make the same mistakes that we made. So easy to convince yourself that God is on your side. And then create that God in whatever image is safe. Don't make the mistake. The safe gods will destroy you. The safe gods are a dead end. The gods you can see are nothing. Start to listen again. Open your ears to the voice of the Creator. You never know when and where it will come. But be ready. Ready to listen. That was our great mistake. We didn't want to listen. May we all learn to listen. Amen.